over time, he changed his proposal. And the reason why was because in his offering of a group of European white mercenaries, non-Muslim mercenaries, he didn't get a whole lot of takers. And what he was advised was that if you want to sell this program, what you need to do is give them something that was politically palatable. So what you need to do is you need to offer a solution to a problem that they currently have that they can't seem to control, which was migration. The problem of migrants coming up through well-established, lanes, if you will, routes to try to get into Europe. And if you provide them with a border solution, that is something that not only will they accept, but you can probably get buy-in of the European Union, because the European Union, of course, is the one who receives the migrants on the other end. And so come 2015, last year, where you had this crisis, a refugee crisis, as far as Europe is concerned, and certainly is very evident from the conflicts in the Middle East, they have all of these migrants washing up at their shores, and many of them get there from leave Libya, regardless of whether they were from Libya. And so now he started to get a little bit more traction, because he wasn't offering a mercenary force. He was offering a border control system. And what was, and in fact, this is part of where our story began in terms of where we picked it up, because what we were being told was that, yeah, he's offering a border service, a border patrol, but what is really his intent is to build a mercenary force, and that this is just the fig leaf that allows him to do it. If he can sell this, there was a second